Hi there, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kinney. And as we're discussing love this month on our show, we're pulling advice from lots of different news sources, from experts, the scriptures, and LDS leaders. And if you haven't paid attention to this before, one of my favorite sources to pull from is the New York Times. And recently, they published an article on the best pieces of relationship advice from their articles over this past year, over 2016. So here are a few sage tips that I wanted to share with you with a little bit of a gospel twist. The first piece of advice they shared is whether you're first meeting someone or having been in a relationship with a spouse for a long time, it's really important to skip the small talk. And I've found that if you ask a boring question, you're going to get a boring answer. You won't ever be able to really dive deep into the topics that are really important to you and to the other person. So you don't need to get really personal right up front, especially if this is a first or second date, but ask something probing that can get the other person excited and talking so that they show you their true colors. And believe me, it's better to find out early in a relationship rather than later if you're on the same page with your testimonies and your commitment to the gospel. Religion is one of the biggest reasons that people get divorced in this day and age, so we need to make sure that you and your partner are in agreement with those things. The second piece of advice they shared is to not be afraid of conflict. And while it's true that too much conflict in a relationship is likely to lead to divorce, avoiding fights altogether can also be just as toxic for your relationship. Isn't that interesting? So when you don't feel like you're free to express your thoughts and your emotions with your partner and you just keep them all to yourself, all bottled up, that creates an emotional rift in your relationship. And it's really emotionally dishonest to your significant other as well. There is a way, believe it or not, to fight right, to get things out in the open respectfully without attacking the other person or damaging your relationship. And this type of fighting can actually be a breath of honest, fresh air. And when you just share your feelings calmly and openly with each other, that can breed more compassion and trust and understanding in your marriage. And as always, it does help to say a prayer before bringing up a difficult conversation. Another piece of advice they shared is that it's important to remember that intimacy is not love. It is the result of love. And while you're dating people, it can be really easy to forget that and to kind of blur those lines. But remember that no one should pressure you or try to convince you otherwise, because true, real love is so much more than the physical aspects of marriage. And in dating especially, you can manifest real love by respecting yourself and your partner's body so that the spirit can always be present in your conversations and on your dates. They also said that it's important to be with someone because you want them in your life, not because you feel like you need them. Most people are independent and capable enough of taking care of themselves, and it's easy to think in those situations that you don't need someone else and you don't need to be married. But on the other hand, a lot of people feel that when they get married, their financial and emotional and self-worth problems will just go away, and they look to their spouse as a solution for that. But people, we need to remember, are not a means to an end. People are sensitive and emotional, and they want to be wanted. So please respect yourself and the person that you're with enough to be with them for the right reasons and not for selfish reasons. Respect them and look at them as children of God. Another piece of advice they shared is to remember that you can't change anyone no matter how long your relationship is. Elder Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles has said, "None of us marry perfection, we marry potential." And then finally, if you are single and dating around right now, remember to be very clear with the other person about what you want this relationship to be. because we live in this age of just casual dating and hanging out where relationships can go undefined for way too long. I have a lot of friends who are in that situation right now, and it's so frustrating, and you feel really resentful and that you're wasting a lot of time. So just be sure to make your intentions and your wishes known if you feel they aren't being met, so that the relationship can move forward in a better direction, or so that you and the other person can move on and do the things that you're supposed to be doing. So for more dating, marriage, and relationship advice, be sure to check out the blog posts, podcasts, and helpful videos at mormonchannel.org. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from Elder Lynn G. Robbins of the Quorum of the 70 in the LDS Church, and he said, "There is no lasting happiness if our life is self-centered and selfish." Really good words to remember. And if you'd like a free download of that quote, you can go to mormonchannel.org/blog. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.